Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks very much for joining us, everybody. It's 10 a.m. Eastern here at the Broadcast Center for Close Up Radio, service of the award-winning Close Up Television Radio. It is November 2nd, 2021 at the time of this live episode. This actually kicks off part one of an exclusive Close Up Radio two-part series. We're very honored to have you with us tuning in from all around the world as well. Very honored to have our very special guest joining us, Gene Shaw of Gene Shaw Coaching. Gene Shaw Coaching specializes in leadership development and executive coaching, primarily in the healthcare space. The definition of a strong leader is someone who knows themselves, a degree of self-understanding, and an ability to accomplish objectives, according to our guest, Gene Shaw. He says a strong leader is a people person. If you're only focusing on the technology or the finance or the marketing and forgetting about the people component, you're missing a big part of what will make you successful. Prior to launching Gene Shaw Coaching, Gene was a registered nurse who transitioned into hospital administration to focus on the information technology aspects of healthcare. As an administrator, Gene had the opportunity to work directly with leaders, department heads, emerging leaders, and staff who wanted to become leaders themselves, mentoring and developing these individuals to excel in their positions. He moved into that role with a deep understanding of how healthcare is to be delivered, so he was able to really contribute to those individuals and their careers. He really enjoyed the opportunity to help those individuals figure out where they want to go and what they want to do and how to get there. When he retired himself, he thought, how can I continue doing this? And that was about 5 years ago. Today, Gene is dedicated to assisting individuals to achieve personal fulfillment, professional growth, and business results through individual and organizational effectiveness. Together, Gene and his clients establish real, specific objectives. And these objectives not only are for the individual, but they also help measure success. It's our pleasure to welcome Gene Shaw of Gene Shaw Coaching live to Close Up Radio. Gene, welcome to the show today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks so much.
You're very, very welcome. Mentioned a little bit about your background as a registered nurse, transitioned into hospital administration to focus on the information technology aspects of healthcare. Let's talk a little about that, the backstory prior to starting Gene Shaw Coaching, some of those inspirations and those maybe aha moments that pointed you in the direction to doing this kind of work. Obviously, it's in your DNA to want to help people. So tell us about that journey a little bit.
You know, Jim, when I was growing up and trying to figure out what I wanted to do with a career move or my life, I wanted to do something that would make a difference. I wanted to do something that I would get up every morning and look forward to whatever the day ahead was. And I became familiar with opportunities in healthcare and decided to pursue a career as a registered nurse. And at that time, that was somewhat unusual, but found that it was a great move. It was one that offered a lot of personal satisfaction. I found that I truly had a gift to care for people and care for families. So it was a perfect marriage in terms of a career path, and I often look back on that and I'm very blessed and grateful for that decision. In the healthcare arena, I had the opportunity to work in lots of different aspects of caring for patients and their families. And over the course of time, moved into differing positions, education and then the leadership position, and found that I certainly had a talent for leading others. Never forgot my roots as a clinical registered nurse, but really found that the ability to lead others was a gift that I had, and I think I got that from my parents. I had a great, loving parents, and my dad was a very strong leader in his career field. So it almost became kind of a natural for me, and worked in the healthcare space, and then had the opportunity to move into information technology. And I can't tell you that was so much by design, but by an opportunity presented itself, and then had the fantastic opportunity to take the clinical components of what I knew in terms of healthcare and taking care of patients, and then marrying that with information technology and how technology is used to care for patients and improve their care or their hospital stay, if you will. So it was a great mix. You know, coming into information technology with a clinical background helped me communicate to those who were less familiar with technology. You had that immediate rapport and understanding as a registered nurse, either with other nurses or with physicians, administrators. So I was really able to meld those two components to a very successful career. And along the way, was able to use my leadership talents and leverage those into leadership development and coaching. Had the opportunity to work in several great organizations who really focused on leadership development and how do you prepare the emerging leader to do the next step or to move from middle management into senior management. So I was really able to meld things that I was passionate about, things that I enjoyed, and things that I was good at throughout my career. And then, as you mentioned in the opening, after some time as a hospital executive, really decided that how do I continue this into the post work years, if you will, and was able to leverage that into Gene Shaw coaching, as you described it. So it's been a great career, very fulfilling, and again, I've been very blessed along the way.
How would you define, because everybody has their various definitions, and I know it's been changing and morphing as time has marched on, and in a very positive way, I think with maybe the expression of more empathy and more understanding, listening more, maybe more collaboration. How do you define a strong leader, Gene? What do you hope for your clients after they've completed working with you and really garnered that understanding of the various elements of a strong leader? Sometimes when people hear that strong leader, they're thinking of the person up in the ivory tower looking down at everybody, and they're commanding and almost dictatorial in a way. But that understanding of boss, well, not even a word they're using that much anymore, a true leader has a whole other aspect that is rising to the surface these days, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think there are various definitions for strong leadership. What I would say is to be an effective leader is one who really has at the root and the focus the people that they work with, the people that they lead, the people in the organization, the people that they serve. And I think there's many aspects, certainly within healthcare, that are absolutely critical and important financial component, the technology component, one that I led. But unless the effective leader really has at the root the people that they are working with or collaborating with or leading, I don't think they will be as effective. I think the strong leader is someone who knows themselves, has an understanding of what their passion is and what makes them tick. I think a strong leader is someone who can accomplish objectives and get things done, if you will. So in terms of the coaching component, the clients that I've had the opportunity to work with, as they wind down or wind out of the coaching engagement, when I look at what they've done, what I'm most proud of is of course their successes and their accomplishments. And you know, if there's one thing that I hope for them as we work together, it's that they really that they know themselves better than they did previously. And that they really acknowledge the need for a coach or a mentor. You know, it's not a one-shot deal. I've often told my clients that I've worked with, you know, I don't believe your boss or your spouse can be your coach or your mentor. You really need someone who is external, who can provide you perspective and challenge you. And it's not just in this episode of your life. It is throughout your life, throughout your career, because we all need that. We all need that perspective. We all certainly can talk to ourselves, but to really get that feedback and listen to those challenges, that's where, in my mind, a coach or a mentor plays into it.
That's fantastic. That's a great definition and explanation of your thoughts on strong leader. What do you think are some of the aspects for Eugene that made you such an effective leader as well?
Well, you know, as I look back, and as I mentioned, I think for me it came from my parents. Loving parents in a very loving home environment. My dad was in the finance accounting field, and he was a very strong leader, not only in his military career, but also in his professional career. I think a lot of my success I owe to my supportive and loving wife and family. I certainly couldn't have done any of that without their love and understanding. The other piece, Jim, is I have been blessed with tremendous education. I was a product of the Catholic parochial school system in Chicago, and as I look back, Now, having been retired, I'm very blessed and fortunate that I had that. And I, along the way, have had many, many great mentors, individuals who, for me, served as coaches and helped pointed me to the true north and helped redirect me. So I think it's a combination. You know, we always say we stand on the shoulders of those who have gone before us, and I've had some great shoulders to stand on. So I'm very thankful for all of those elements.
That's fantastic. That's really great. Good foundation to work from, which I think is something that everybody needs, some sort of sense of foundation and grounding. You know, it sounds like so much of this is really about understanding and appreciating the blessings that we have around us, but also taking the time to have a dialogue. You know, we're so busy, our lives are so busy, sometimes we don't take the time to have the important dialogue and to share dialogue. When we're having challenges, especially leadership challenges, I would imagine, you know, it can be very lonely because the leader is expected to have all the answers, right?
That's true. Very true.
Dialogue.
I think you're right. I have certainly seen and experienced both personally and through watching others, working with clients. It becomes lonelier and lonelier the higher you rise in an organization or with more and more responsibility. And I think that is the benefit of having someone to work with. Frequently we believe we want to do something or we want to accomplish something, and we think we have the path to get there. Sometimes you need that external verification, and sometimes it's as simple as hearing yourself talk to someone, in this case, a coach or a mentor. In some cases, it is you don't know the path, or you don't know the route, or don't have the skills. So having someone help you kind of gather those pieces. In some cases, Jim, I think it is someone to challenge our assumptions. When we've never done something before, we have a certain vision or belief of what it is, or what it'll look like, or what it should be. And sometimes those assumptions are correct, and sometimes they are not. So I think having a mentor to maybe provide some reality, kind of walk in my shoes and get a feel for that. One effective technique that I think is underutilized is the ability to kind of role play situations. So frequently in working with clients, they're facing either a difficult situation or a difficult conversation, and it's helpful to kind of role play. And I think a coach or a mentor can play that role, can kind of walk you through and provide the other side in a real live conversation. So I think there are tools and techniques and opportunities as an individual moves throughout an organization to new and different roles or between organizations. And I think that's the benefit of that coach sharing in that dialogue and providing kind of that reality check there.
This is a question that could probably take several hours to answer just because of everything that has gone on within this particular industry in the last couple of years, and God bless those who have been in the thick of everything going on in the last couple of years. The challenges that are found within the healthcare realm have been extraordinary in just the last couple of years. What are the challenges that you found that are unique to healthcare?
You're right. It's a very challenging industry, and I think most industries are challenged, and individuals working in those industries would admit that. For me, the key issue, the key challenge in healthcare is that the core product, the bottom line, is the patient and their family. A lot of other components roll into it, but when you boil it back down, it's all about the patient. And for me, it always was and it always will be. And that is very clear, almost non-debatable. And usually in healthcare, almost 90% of the time, we are meeting patients and families when they're most vulnerable. I mean, let's face it, folks typically don't like to go to a hospital, go to an emergency department, or go to their doctor. And it's rare that that is a situation of joy and excitement. Usually it is faced with fear of the unknown. And I think frequently in healthcare that gets lost, that there's a lot of other important issues, a lot of other important challenges, and many, many distractors. But again, the unique challenge is it's about the patient and their family. Other challenges, it's a very complicated industry. There's a lot of moving parts. There are staffing challenges, and they have occurred in the past, and they continue to this day. Certainly the costs of healthcare, the costs from our healthcare system are astronomical, and we still are challenged to get our hands around that. The technology aspects are changing and expensive and dramatic, and we have to figure out how do we as people use that technology and how do we use that to care for patients and families. So and the technology aspect has changed dramatically, certainly in my career time. And as you mentioned, all of those challenges exist in a environment in the last 18 to 24 months of something that none of us have ever experienced before, and is just challenged every element of those resources and those people doing that work through the COVID-19 pandemic. So, yeah, a very unique industry.
Very much so, absolutely, and a very important industry. You've been doing this for quite some time now. Tell us a little bit about that. You mentioned the journey a little bit that pointed you in the direction of this, but this is something that obviously you were born to do. You have this keen understanding of helping people and helping people sort of find the light within themselves again and inspiring them and empowering them to be the leader that maybe they've always wanted to be but just weren't sure what path to take and how to really sort of fine-tune things in that direction.
Yes, the Gene Shaw Coaching as a firm has been in place for about 5 years, but my love and passion for leadership development has been something that I've had the opportunity and the good fortune to do for the time that I've served as a leader. So that's probably over the last 35 years. And, you know, I've worked in several organizations who had a very clear focus on leadership development. The last organization that I served as a hospital executive had a very formal leadership development program that individuals applied to, and it was almost a 12-month curriculum, very formal in nature. And one of the unique aspects of that program was an individual in the program was assigned a mentor to work with within the organization. And I was asked to become a mentor in this program and had the opportunity to provide the direct one-on-one coaching experience for this emerging leader for a period of 10 to 12 months, so very specific objectives. And again, the mentoring coaching experience augmented the cognitive portion of the leadership development program. So I think that that experience for me is what really solidified, because I'd been, you know, mentoring and coaching, and I think frequently we as leaders do that. I think that's something that comes natural to many leaders. But in terms of really solidifying the cognitive aspects and the relationship aspects of that role was probably through that formal leadership development program. And as I said, it's something that I enjoy. It's something that I love. It is, again, going back to where we started, it is very similar to waking up every morning and wanting to get up and seize the day and care for patients and coach people. So it's been a perfect journey.
Mm. And continues to be, which is, again, beautiful and sensational. Who is somebody that sticks out in your mind, Gene, someone you worked with that you're particularly proud of, their progress as a leader? Folks love when they hear success stories and relatable stories. Is there somebody that sticks out in your mind? They've really made some wonderful progress in working with you?
You know, Jim, there are a couple. The one that jumps right out is an individual that I worked with in a volunteer capacity. So through my professional organization affiliations, I've had the opportunity to serve as a volunteer or pro bono coach mentor. And I recall a specific leader who wanted to get to the next level, in this case was a middle manager and wanted to make the jump to the executive level. The individual had all of the experience that one would need, the talents, all the credentials and certifications. And the engagement, volunteer engagement, was structured on some real specific objectives, which is pretty typical. And one of them talked about how do I get to the next level? How do I get to the executive level? So over the course of several months, we talked about motivation and what's the why and why do I want to be at that level? Well, long story short, the individual concluded that they might actually be pursuing that advanced position for all the wrong reasons and really rethought their motivation for that. And then eventually decided to move laterally within their organization rather than pursuing the jump to the next level. This individual comes to mind because it's not the typical. Typically, it's preparing or coaching, working with someone to get to, in many cases, a higher level. In this case, it was working with this individual to really rethink, is it as you think it is, or is it as it might be, or what does it really look like? So it was a tough decision, and I'm extremely proud of this individual's ability to step back and really reassess. The good news is we've kept in touch, and individual is extremely happy and deeply fulfilled at this level. So, again, not the typical coaching success, but very much a success for this individual.
That is fantastic. That's a great story. I want to let folks know that you'll be back next week at the same time. It'll be Tuesday, November 9th at 10 a.m. Eastern for part two of our exclusive series together on Close Up Radio. If folks would like to explore more and connect with our very special guest, Gene Shaw, you can go to www.geneshawcoaching.com. And Gene is spelled G-E-N-E. And Shaw is S-H-A-W, GeneShawCoaching.com. Gene, this was a real pleasure sharing this time with you for the next the last 30 minutes. It went by in a New York minute, but we're glad that you'll be back for part two and can expand some more next week with us here on the program. Thanks so much for sharing your wisdom and your technique with us here on the show, and hope we get a chance to also chat some more down the line. That'll be a pleasure.
Excellent. Thanks, Jim, and thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome, and thank you for your time. Gene Shaw is quite amazing, isn't he? And a unique perspective. And again, he can work with you to help you get where you need to get as well in life. GeneShawCoaching.com is the website. Jim Masters here, your host, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, Gene will be back next week at the same time, so join us then. For all of us at Close Up Radio, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.